It's 9:05 at Q92 Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
And a good Saturday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports in the studio this morning for another Coaches Show, kind of wrapping up the high school season in a way. Today we'll wrap up the La Caparra Valley boys volleyball season with head coach Molly Hennon. Darby Biergon will wrap up that baseball season, and Scott Sawatsky will wrap up the La Caparra Valley softball season. And we'll hear from head coach John Sherb of the La Caparra Valley Dawson Boyd track team next Saturday as he talks about the results of the state track tournament next Saturday. And also he'll wrap up the season. And, of course, we got state golf coming up this week. And we'll wrap up the golf season next week as well. So this morning it's boys volleyball, baseball, and softball wrap up here on Q92. I will give you the results from state track yesterday, and congratulations to the La Caparra Valley Dawson Boyd 4x400 relay team. They placed sixth at state late last night, and they also broke a school record, been held since 1995, over 30 years. They ran the 4x400 in 4 minutes and 4 seconds, 404.19 for a new school record. And those girls are Micaiah Poop, Sadie Rosendahl, and Chloe Glagie. So congratulations on an outstanding 6th place finish there in the 4x400 meter relay at state yesterday. And Bryn Glagie also ran in the 800 and just missed qualifying in for the finals. State track is held at St. Michael Albertville High School. And as long as we're talking about state track, just to mention a few other area track athletes that did well down at state. Ortonville Trojans, Caden Vanderwall, he broke a 45-year record at Ortonville High School in a 1,600-meter run. With a time of 4:20.554, and that got him on the podium as an eighth place finish at state. So congratulations to Ortonville's Caden Vanderwall, a new school record. That record has been held for over 45 years. Wow. Cammie Miniota had some participants at state. Boys 4x800 placed 15th. That's Owen Peterson, Brett Stokes, Kendon Knudsen, and Talon Merritt. Maya Pesic for Cammie Miniota. Maya placed 23rd in the 1600. The girls, 4x100 relay, they placed 7th. That's Jordan Jostock, Carly Wallum, Bryn Cockham, and Taylor Orata. And the 4x200, they also placed 7th. At state, same girls, Jordan Jostock, Carly Wallum, Bryn Cockman, and Taylor Orata. And Montevideo had a state runner-up. That's right, second place in the 800, Adam Vans Binsbergen. He ran his personal best at state in the 800, and it was the second fastest time in Montevideo school history. Lakeview High School had a couple state champions, Broden Stensrud, winning the wheelchair shot put at state track and field meet. Congratulations to Broden. And another state champion at Lakeview High School was Jackson Staub on winning the boys shot put at the state track meet. 61 feet, 4 inches. So a couple state champions there from Lakeview High School. Just to mention a few in our area there. Okay, let's take a commercial break. And as I mentioned, we're going to wrap up the boys volleyball season with head coach Molly Hennon next. And then we'll hear from Darby Biergon, La Caparra our baseball team, and then Scott Sawatsky. And once again, we'll have John Sherb from track on next Saturday, along with the two golf coaches. And we'll talk about state golf before we wrap it up here this morning. We'll take a break and be right back.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling Ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Stock up and save this week at the Country Butcher in downtown Dawson with some delicious deals. Stop in and grab yours while supplies last. The Country Butcher is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 1, and they're closed Sunday and Monday.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to wrap up the La Caparra Valley boys volleyball season with head coach Molly Hennon, and Molly joins us by phone this morning. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, the school's out, and summer's beginning. I know you like that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's finally getting nice out, so it's nice to be done and enjoy summer. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I know you had your awards banquet for the boys volleyball team. It was the inaugural season, first year sanctioned by the Minnesota High School League, and what a season it was. And I'm just going to turn it over to you and tell us all about it, Molly.
Yeah. Yep. So we got together. We did JV varsity, and then junior high came too, and we had it at Hope and Andrew's house, just right in town in Appleton. We figured we'd get our best attendance that way, just having the volleyball net set up, and we had a little pool, and it was a really nice hot day. So we had some tacos, and then we celebrated at the end of the season. We handed out some team awards. So some of the awards we gave out were hardest worker, and that went to Simbergson Sepadon. He's a sophomore, so he'll have 2 years left on varsity. And then we had MVP, which was Arson Gico, and he's also only a sophomore. He was kind of like our all-around player for us. He was a really consistent, strong server for us. He also was normally first or second for digs, and then he also always led in kills and then sometimes blocks for us. So he definitely earned that award. Offensive player we gave to Houston Heathen. Him and Arson both did awesome in the front row, both swinging and blocking for us. Our defensive player was Thomas Emmis. He's a junior this year. He was one of my setters and then also right side hitter. And he just did awesome in the back row. He was really scrappy, and he was also one of our top leader for digs most games. And then we had most improved, and we couldn't pick one, so we ended up giving it to two. We gave one to Jaden Redepenning. He was a senior this year, his first time out for volleyball, and he made so much progress from the beginning of the season to the end. And then Starson Rubin, he is an eighth grader. He was our libero for us. He didn't start out as libero, but we moved him up to varsity in the first week or two of this once the season started, and he just did amazing for us back there. So he still has a lot of years left, but he not only can dig balls up, but he can hit back row, and then he's probably one of our strongest, most consistent jump servers. So he is just so good for, you wouldn't think he's an eighth grader.
Yep.
And then for team spirit, we gave it to Martin Emmis. You probably aren't too surprised with that. He's always talking, cheering, on the bus rides when we go to the tournaments. He's kind of like the team, he yells and cheers them on. And, yeah, he's constantly trying to support the team, whether he's on the court or off the court. So he's only a ninth grader.
Yeah, and he brought the spirit. When I rode the bus with the Adonis Cities, he brought the spirit on the bus, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Maybe a little too much at times. Yep. But most dedicated was the last one, and we gave that to Jason Iwanis. He is a junior and was one of our captains, and I think he maybe missed like one practice all season. He was always there, showing up, there to work hard. He was really serious, would just took every practice and every game seriously, would ask how he can do better. So, yeah, those were our team awards for varsity.
Okay. And how many seniors did you have, did you say?
We had three seniors. It was Ian Nukafit, Jaden Redepenning, and then Elias Alonzo.
Okay. So, talk about your team managers, Molly.
Yeah, and then we have three managers for varsity, Rosie, Ramey, and then Morose. And they were super helpful all season, kind of taught them how to do stats. They've done it before for girls. But, yeah, they were kind of like, you know, they would practice, shake balls, and, yeah, they were super helpful. And they'll also be back next year. I think only one of them is a junior, so the rest, the other two are sophomores. So they'll be back next year.
Nice.
Yeah.
I know when I broadcasted some of your matches that right after the game match was over, they'd be standing in front of me with to give me the stats to say on the radio. So.
Oh, yep.
They're very good.
Yeah, they were.
Talk about your season, regular season. It's very unique. It's way different than what other sports are at Lock Pro because you had to do a lot of traveling, didn't have a home game. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was way different than the last 2 years. Just really tough competition. We only had one game that where we met St. Cloud and Wilmer, which was nice to play. That was kind of like our home game for the season because it was our closest match during the week. And then we also met Bemidji at Battle Lake during the week. So those were our only two games during the week besides when playoffs came. But then we had three tournaments. The first one was varsity, and then the other two were JV varsity tournaments, where the first two tournaments, we ended up driving vans. So Andrew Schmidt and I drove vans for the first tournament, and the next tournament, we had Janelle Boyum, who was our junior high coach this year. Her, myself, and Andrew all drove three vans down to the cities, and after that, we ended up doing a bus just because a little less stressful, and we thought we're maybe going to save money doing vans, but I guess, you know, we ended up, buses were a little bit cheaper, so we're like, we might as well do that route so we can all be together. So, but yeah, they, really tough competition. I know the boys were super excited about that. As we know, the last few seasons, we haven't really had the competition, so we know that that's what these boys needed, and they definitely got it. I still remember the first tournament when we were right away like pretty nervous, and then once we kind of got those nerves out, we ended up winning the first two games and made it to the gold bracket. And then we played Elk River, who is one of the top teams that was talked about all season, and they actually just ended up losing to St. Michael Albertville to go to state, but we were kind of following them all season because they were one of the top teams, and we actually competed against them, which was super cool. And they gave us a lot of compliments after the game, the players and the coaches. So that was really fun. And then just throughout the whole season, we had lots of people and fans and coaches and players come up to us and just kind of compliment how fun it is to watch our boys play, how they look like they're having fun, and just how good they were naturally, just because, you know, you can tell they play volleyball every day. So it was really fun. And then we ended up losing we had a bye the first round on that Tuesday, the last week of May, and we ended up playing the number three team. And we unfortunately lost. I could tell, like, well, you were on the bus. It was really, and then when we got there, there was really no air conditioning in the school, so that doesn't help any matters. And then also we just had more fans, you know, than typical, just because we're not used to those, you know, away games and stuff during the week. So I think there were a lot of nerves for sure, from the whole team. And then it kind of took us till like the third set to really like play, you know, how I know they can play.
Right.
But unfortunately we lost, 26-24 the last set. I do think if we would have won that set, there was a good chance we would have won all their next two and one in five, just because they were finally like I said, playing how I know they can play.
Yep.
So,
So that was a historical first year for the Lock Pro boys volleyball team. And I know you and your coaching staff were pretty excited about how it went. And speaking of coaching staff, talk about your coaches that helped you.
Yeah. Yep. So Andrew was JV this year. So I've coached with him the last three And he does awesome. I feel like he learned a lot, you know, throughout the years, because right away he's like, I don't really know volleyball. I've been a baseball coach, but I don't really know volleyball that well. So I felt like he learned a lot in the 3 years. So he actually was kind of contributing, like bringing some different types of drills to practice and like conditioning. So I kind of let him take that on as I knew like my role was going to be done after this year. So I kind of, it was kind of nice for him to get comfortable coming up with drills that he, you know, thought of on his own. And then the big thing in volleyball, like for some people, it's hard to understand rotations. You know, you can't, it's not like basketball. You can't just sub people in wherever. You have to follow a certain rotation. So that was another thing that we kind of had to teach him, you know, along the way. But and then Janelle Boyum was the junior high coach this year. So she coached the 7th and 8th graders who they were in club and played against, you know, juniors and seniors, you know, Wilmer, Sartell, all those teams that aren't in the MSHSL yet. But she will end up taking Andrew's spot next year, I think. And then Andrew will be taking the head coaching job. And then I think they're still looking for a junior high coach. Okay. But the other person that was a big help throughout the last 3 years was Hope Schmidt, Andrew's wife. She just did so much for the team with organization, communication to parents and players, just getting, you know, food and snacks for the bus rides, the hotel rooms.
Ham sandwiches. Ham cheese sandwiches.
Just all the, you know, things behind the scenes that some people don't think of when, you know, especially when we, you, like you said, have a unique season where you're on the road every on the weekends and traveling. So she did a lot for the team. And
Hope's amazing, isn't she?
Yeah, so she's really good with the boys, and they feel like they really respect her because she does really well at teaching them in the classroom. So it was just nice to, you know, if they need anything, they could go to her at school since Andrew and I aren't in at the high school. So it was just nice having her kind of be there to support them in any way. And yeah, it was, you know, it takes a village to make it all come together. So it was nice having us all on the same page. And, you know, we could, we weren't afraid to say what we wanted, and we kind of would all just be on the same page. So it was nice.
And another highlight, was Boyd Hooper from Carol Avon Television out of the Twin Cities did a story on you guys.
Yeah, that was a unique thing, too. I honestly, the weekend that he came, I kind of forgot he was even coming. I had, like, a really bad cold throughout the whole season, and that was, like, when it just was really starting, and I was, like, sicker than a dog. And so I was just, like, not thinking about it. And then all of a sudden I saw his camera man and him at the, not the Osseo tournament, the Spring Lake Park tournament. And, that was really cool to, for the boys to, you know, kind of get their story out and, kind of show that everybody like how talented they are and how gifted they are. And, just talking about how like, you know, their culture, how they came to this area, I think was another cool, interesting part of it. Because a lot of people, you know, when we go to these tournaments, they're like, where are you from? And like, you know, they kind of are curious about what culture they are. And so it was kind of cool to get that story out and to forecast how talented the boys are. And also have some of their family members get interviewed, too. So that was really cool.
All right. Anything else, Molly, or...
I don't think so.
Okay, well, I know, I got
to say, I'm just excited to cheer them on next year.
Yep,
so
that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, well, it's kind of a sad thing for me. I've known Molly since, what, 6th or 7th grade when she was playing sports at Mineota, and a big life change coming for you this summer and next year. Tell our listeners a little bit about it, Molly.
Yeah, so I'm just moved to Tracy at the end of the school year, and then I'll be getting married in August 15th in Marshall. And then I accepted a job at MCC in Slayton teaching second grade. So that is a huge change. I got a little emotional after the game. I think it just all like hit me, like big changes coming, and then just knowing I'll never be able to coach these guys again. So it's bittersweet for sure. I'm excited for the next chapter and what's to come. And hopefully I told the boys, maybe I'll end up coaching boys volleyball again and coaching against them. So we'll have to see.
Right. How many years were you at Appleton Elementary?
I was there 8 years. So
wow. Okay.
My whole teaching career is the first job out of college, and I was just like, oh yeah, this looks like a okay job. And then it's just crazy how, you know, 8 years later, how many different memories and people I, you know, two of the coworkers are in my wedding. So that just shows, like, you know, how many people I met and relationships and memories I made. So, yeah.
Who's the lucky guy? You got to tell us about him.
No, I'm just kidding. Derek Larson, he works for Northwest Lighting, his dad's company in Tracy, and then he also farms and coaches boys basketball. So, Yeah. What did you say? Sorry.
He coaches boys basketball where?
Yeah. At TMB.
Oh, okay.
8th grade.
Okay,
yep.
Good.
He was a little sad I wasn't going to be a Panther, but I said, maybe in the future. We'll see.
Okay.
I'm a Rebel right now.
Right. Well, Molly, I just want to thank you for all of you've done for the kids at Appleton Elementary School and the Lockport Valley School District. And, we're going to miss you. So, but we're excited for you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you again for following us this season and making the hot trip to our last tournament. It was really cool. I didn't realize you were coming on the bus right away when I saw you. I thought you were just kind of like taking a picture, and then all of a sudden you're getting on the bus. So I was like, oh, this will be fun.
Yeah, I hadn't rode a school bus in 20 years, I don't think. It was a little bumpy.
I told my family, and they were like, oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. That was a memory for sure. So.
Yeah.
All right.
It was fun.
We'll see you at your wedding.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Save me a seat.
I will.
Okay. All right. Thanks for being on the coaches show during the season too, Molly. Appreciate it.
Yep. No problem.
All right. That's head coach Molly Hennen wrapping up the Lockport Valley Boys volleyball season. And we'll take a commercial break and be back with more of the coaches show after this.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
The Lacaparo Valley softball team would like to thank our Home Run Club sponsors for their generous support of our team. The 2026 Home Run Club sponsors include Holloway Rod and Gud Club, Zarbuck Funeral Home, Clean Sight, Golden Harvest Chickasaw Seeds, Ludvigson Tiling, Q92.1 FM, Appleton Dental Care, Fernald's Concrete, Tim and Sherilyn Meyer, and Joe Schreier.
Appleton Sportsman's Club, Traeger Seeds Pioneer, Bellingham Legion Post 441, Appleton VFW Post 4955, Home to Home, Egg Country, Borset Rock and Excavation, Kibble Equipment, Piotr Construction, Myland American Legion Post 359, Richard and Sam Meyer Family, the Appleton Press, and the Western Guard.
Appleton Area Health, Healing Journey by Sue, Madison Chiropractic, Cargill, Myland Fire Department, the Dryer Doctors, Clement Electric, Appleton Veterinarian Clinic, Prairie Sun Bank, HP Landscaping and Snow Removal, Chad and Link Kranz. Thank you to our Home Run sponsors and all donors for your support of our softball program and the LQPV Dugout Club.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Let's talk softball with head coach Scott Swatsky and wrap up the Lockport Valley softball season. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Paul.
I think everybody's at the lake this weekend.
Right on, right on.
That's the best place to be, right?
In the water. Yes, for sure.
All right. Well, the state championships were held yesterday and in softball, so the season is done statewide. And, you know, again, Lockport Valley, one of the top teams in Section 3. You had another successful season, Scott.
Yeah, we did. You know, we finished the regular season 11 and 13, and with all the seniors that we lost last year and with Maya going down, I was thinking 500 would be a pretty successful season considering we've got some very young girls playing. A lot of growth that occurred. We finished 8-5 in the conference, so third place in the Camden Conference. We averaged 8.79 runs per game, so we were still swinging the sticks quite well. Despite our youth, our team ERA was 5.262. So I think that's a testament to the hard work that our girls put in over the winter. And then a team batting average of .341, which is pretty impressive. I think we had a great season. I'd like to, you know, start off just as we end things up here by thanking a couple people. And number one, it's kind of an unsung hero that doesn't get a lot of credit, but I do want to thank Al O'Ann, our bus driver. He loves our program, he loves our girls, and he's such a great support getting us to and from safely to games, and just accepts the vibe that the girls have going on. And always at the end of the year, no matter what, he takes them out for ice cream at Cold Stone and Marshall, and can't thank him enough. And then I want to thank my assistant coaches as well, Ryan Lee, Riley Swatsky, Sydney Clark, and Ryan Grunholtz. Without them, it's not possible. They're a great group to work with. We have a lot of fun, and I think we're always clicking on the same cylinder, too. So it's been a fun season, and I guess I'd like to just rattle off some of the things that occurred throughout the season, maybe some stats, and I'll start off with the academic side of things. We received the Minnesota Fast Pitch Coaches Association Team Academic Gold Award, which means that the top 10 GPAs on our varsity team would achieve a GPA of 3.75 or higher, a cumulative GPA, and we're at an astounding 3.849, so not only athletic, but very intelligent as well, so very proud of that. I'd also like to thank our managers, Sophie Hewitt and Maren Lund, being there every day on game days and helping us out to ensure that we've got stats. And neither one of them say a whole lot, but they sure do a whole lot for us. So a big thank you to them. So each of the players on the varsity, I'll just kind of rattle off. We had our banquet on Sunday night, last Sunday night, so here's just some of the information. We'll start with Maya Swatsky. She received her third letter. Obviously, she didn't play this year, but we're looking forward to her coming back as strong as ever, hopefully next year. And she's got a fire under her belly right now, so she's ready to get after it and get rolling. Kristen Nobrant was a senior for us. She was out in junior high, took a few years off, and came back out. Didn't get a lot of playing time, but she received the Camden Conference All-Academic Award, as well as the Minnesota High School Fast Pitch Coaches Association All-State Academic, because her GPA was 3.965, so a very bright young girl with a very bright future. Faith Meyer got a few innings for us. She was a sophomore this year. Got a couple at bats early. Did a nice job. She was 3-for-6 for us, so hit .500. Tegan Conroy, she's got some speed, up and coming. Hopefully we can get some growth from these young girls that didn't get as much varsity experience this last year. She got 16 plate appearances, hit a .43. I think part of the reason here is I'm turning her into a slap hitter because of her speed, so she's being forced to slide over to the left side of the plate, which is not comfortable, but she has made some really nice gains in that. Ashton Shelstead, she received her first letter. She's an eighth grader, a ton of promise from her. She had 27 at-bats this year, hit a .148, had four hits. Three of them were singles. One of them was a triple. I had two RBIs and scored 9 runs. She received our Miss Versatility Award because she can really do anything. She can play the infield, the outfield. She could catch if we needed her to. We had her pitching a little bit at the start of the season just to see where things were at. She's a great base runner. So, like I said, a bright future for her. Maya Mortensen, she was our Dark Horse Award winner. I always like this one because it kind of acknowledges somebody that maybe surprised us throughout the season. I wasn't expecting. Mm-hmm. She became our designated player about midway through the season and went on a tear from about April 30th to May 7th and collected 10 hits during that time and 22 plate appearances.
Wow.
So, she also pitched 13 innings for us. She has a lot of zip on her fastball, and I, if she continues to work, I think really she could be outstanding in the circle. She ended up with a .323 batting average. She had 10 hits. 8 of them were singles, 2 doubles, 6 RBIs, and scored 10 runs. She also had 4 stolen bases. Ava Deline, she was a girl that we really leaned on in some of our tougher games. She didn't get to bat much for us, but we relied heavily on her in the circle, throwing 74 and a third innings. She had a record of 5-6 with 40 strikeouts and 45 walks. She had a 5.368 ERA and had a 3.11 batting average against, but did a nice job of giving us chances to compete and win games. She was our co-ace award, so kind of tied for our best pitcher award. And that brings me to Riley Clark, who was our other co-ace award. Had a really nice season in the circle, threw 60 2/3 innings, had a record of 6-5 with 53 strikeouts and 42 walks, had a 3.923 ERA, and had a 3.04 batting average against. And we really leaned on those two. I'd say they were our most consistent as far as being in the strike zone, and it was kind of a who was on a given day. And both had excellent season, and I would attribute that to both of them to their hard work in the winter. Aiden Bond is our catcher. It was her third letter. She was our theft award winner. She had our most stolen bases with 34. She is an absolute beast on the bases. Just wonderful instincts. She had 69 at-bats, hit .290 for us, had 20 hits, 10 of them were singles, 6 doubles, and 4 triples, had 9 RBIs, and scored 37 runs. So when she gets on the bag, she finds a way to get across home plate. Eva Traeger, this was her second letter. She was actually a Camden Conference Honorable Mention player for us, had an outstanding year. She was our Section 3A All-Tournament Team recipient. She went 6-13 in section play, scoring 2 runs and had 5 RBIs, so had an outstanding postseason as well as some great plays. She was our Clutch Player of the Year award. She always stepped up in big moments and contributed, whether it be at the plate or in the field. She had 76 at-bats and hit .408 for us with 31 hits, 23 singles, 6 doubles, 2 triples, and 22 RBIs, and scored 20 runs. Sadie Zarbuck was our third baseman, who has an absolute cannon for an arm. She had 60, and I'm looking for her to really explode here in the near future. She's got some major pop in her bat, fast hands. She's really fast, quick, and speedy on the bases. She had 66 at-bats, hit .227, had 15 hits, 9 singles, 1 double, 3 triples, and 2 home runs. One of them was an inside-the-parker. She flies.
Yep.
Has 16 RBIs and scored 12 runs and had 14 stolen bases. So with that stolen base piece, I'm hoping that can climb here. Is we're just kind of working on some swing mechanics right now over the summer and seeing what we can do there. Carson Wittenable, this was her third letter. She was our shortstop. Love coaching her. She is just a sponge, and no matter what intensity you bring, she's all right with it because she's just looking to get better every single day. She received the Camden Conference Academic All-Conference Award. She had a GPA of 3.961, so she's not only athletic but very intelligent as well. She was our leader by example for exactly what I just said. She just goes to work. She wants to stick around, put in the extra time, do the extra things to take her game to another level, and so just is a great role model for our team. She had 64 at-bats, hit .266 for us, 17 hits, 11 singles, 5 doubles, had a huge home run in section play, 12 RBIs, 15 runs, 16 stolen bases, and just an outstanding season. We're sliding into a couple seniors now. Raya Borstad, this is her fifth letter. Just has been a consistent component for our program, has been with us every step of the way from elementary all the way through high school. She had 66 at-bats. She hit .227 for us, had 15 hits, 11 singles, 4 doubles, 3 RBIs, scored 14 runs, and had 9 stolen bases. She got our Legacy Award because I think somebody like Raya really exemplifies what we're shooting for here. She was at everything, summer ball, summer practices, just doing what we, if we needed her to play catcher, she would catch for us. If we needed her to be in the outfield, she'd be in the outfield for us. So I give her a hard time. She did a lot for us. The only thing she's not very good at is selecting music, I tell her. Which is kind of an inside joke. She was playing music at practice one day, and I really like country, and she might like country, but let's just say our taste is different in music.
Okay,
next up we have Abby Amland. This was her first letter. She was our newcomer of the year. It's kind of a strange award, but because she has been in our program, but it is her first year of varsity experience. She was all conference for us, had just a solid season both offensively and defensively, had 80 at bats, hit .412 for us, 33 hits, 29 singles, three doubles, had her first career home run, 20 RBIs, scored 24 runs, and had 14 stolen bases, so she was stellar for us. Callie Kahn was outstanding, our last senior to speak of here. It was her third letter. She received the Camden Conference Academic All-Conference Award because her GPA is a stellar 3.980. She also received the Minnesota High School Fast Pitch Coaches Association All-State Academic. She was All-Conference for us, and she was also Honorable Mention All-State, which is a very nice award. She had 77 at-bats. She hit .455 for us, with an on-base percentage of .538, so she was on the bags over half the time, had 35 hits, 24 singles, 5 doubles, 3 triples, 3 home runs, so she had great pop, 21 RBIs, scored 43 runs, and had 30 stolen bases. So she was pushing Aiden Bond for that theft award. It was a heated battle throughout the season, but a great season by her. And then last, we have our MVP, ninth grader Maddie Geiser. This is her third letter. I knew that at some point things were going to pop with her because she just got this uncanny fast hands. She was all conference for us. She was second team all state. Like I said, she was our most valuable player. I thought she did some outstanding things in the field defensively as well. Dug several balls out of the dirt and helped us get out of some jams. She's starting to take that part of her game to another level. She had 82 at bats. She hit .512 for us with an on base percentage of .545. 42 hits, 29 singles, 8 doubles, 1 triple, 4 home runs, 31 RBIs, scored 23 runs, and had 14 stolen bases. This girl, I mean, every ball she hits is just a taser. So, just a great season. I'm super proud of these girls. I can't thank our seniors enough for the work they've put into the program. They will forever be a part of the process of what we're trying to accomplish. And now I'm looking forward to going to work with our current girls. We're going to be young. We had our first games the other night against Montevideo and split with them, and we're learning every day and trying to get better, and I think we'll be prepared for next season.
All right. Yeah, Scott, thank you. And then I know you had a lot of sponsors, and you can hear the sponsors here that support the softball program right after we're done here, and it takes money to run programs, doesn't it?
For sure, and I can't thank people that help contribute to the programs enough. It allows us to do a lot of great things for the girls and really treat them right. And I feel really good about where the program is at right now. And that's a lot of people's effort.
All right. All right. Thanks, Scott, for the update there, for the wrap-up of the softball season. And I appreciate you being on the Coach's Show every Saturday morning, taking your time out of your Saturdays to do that. And I appreciate that a lot. So.
And we appreciate you guys, so we can celebrate the girls in the program very, very much. We appreciate that.
Yep, and it was my first year in a brand new press box at the softball field. I loved it.
We love it. That's awesome. Awesome, awesome.
All right.
Let's see if we can find you some more comfortable seating up there.
All right. Have a good summer, Scott.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Scott Swaski, head coach of the La Cabral Valley girls softball team. Johnson Memorial Health Services congratulates the following Dawson Boyd graduates: Morgan Anderson, Lillian Ashling, Nate Hansen, Daniel Johnson, Landon Keeman, Riley Costed, Carmen Larson, Gunnar Liebel, and Taya McKinney. Congratulations on your outstanding achievement. Looking back, it was all worth it. Wishing you all the best in the career you have chosen. Congratulations, Dawson Boyd graduates from Johnson Memorial Health Services.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to wrap up the baseball season with head coach Darby Biragon this morning. Good morning, Darby.
Good morning, Paul.
And looks like 90-degree temperatures coming this week and 70 dew points.
Yeah. I feel like we kind of jumped right from March weather right into summer. I think we had some wet and windy spring, but missed a lot of the good spring.
Yep. All right. Well, you had a great group of guys this year, another successful season. Why don't you tell us all about it, Darby?
Yeah. You know, beginning of the season, Paul, a lot of the preseason papers and stuff, they asked us what our strengths and weaknesses were, and I kind of said it was the same for both. We were young, and we didn't know what we had, and the other teams didn't know what we had. And turns out we learned what we had as we went along, and we had a very fun year as a coaching staff with this group of guys, and a pretty successful year, in our opinion. So we finished the season overall with playoffs and non-conference games at 13-8. We finished the conference season at 10-1, which was second place. We had a same record as first place Dawson, but they beat us in the head-to-head, so we took second place in the conference. So very successful goal setting that we had. That was one of our team goals, was to compete for the conference championship, and we did just that. So we are saying goodbye as a team. We're saying goodbye to three seniors that played, and then we also had a manager that helped us along the way that's a senior, too. So our four seniors, first was Malcolm Lilliard. He played outfield for us, did a little bit of DHing. Brant Schomer was our center fielder. He batted number four for us for most of the year. And Nolan Smith played first. Last year he played first base. This year he did a lot of pitching, played some infield. He finished actually in the outfield in our last game, kind of a jack of all trades. And he batted three for us most of the year. So those three were our main senior ball players. And then we also had Talon Kranz, who was a manager for us for the last 2 years. And he did an exceptional job. I have a little case of OCD, as most of my students know, and Talon picked up on that, and I think he rubbed off and has a little OCD himself now from doing the baseball book for a couple years. He did a phenomenal job, and really appreciate what Talon gave us for managing the team.
Yeah, so, there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that people aren't aware of, right?
Oh, man, just the stats and keeping it up to date and making sure that stuff is scored correctly in the book. I created my own stat program on Excel spreadsheet, and Talon took it the next step further. He was doing first pitch strikes, all kinds of different analytics, and he just liked to keep that record himself. And it's a lot of fun. If you get into if you're a stat junkie like we are, it's a lot of fun to look at those numbers. So, it was great to have him along for the ride for the last couple of years. So the rest of the varsity team, we had several juniors. Grant Bierke did a lot of catching for us. He pitched a little bit. Jace Deline was injured, but he did a lot of courtesy running for us. Charlie Hansen was on the team. He played outfield. Kaysen Heineke caught, played infield. Gavin Meyer came back from injury in the last game and then played some playoffs. He did some DHing, played some third base, and pitched for us a little bit. Gavin Mortensen played second base for us and led off the top of the order for us all the way through the year. Then we had a group of sophomores. Bryson Danzeason caught, pitched, and played the outfield. Jackson Fernolds pitched, played the infield, and played the outfield. Carter Moan, same thing. He pitched, played the infield and outfield. Tanner Tilbury was our first baseman for most of the year. He did a little bit of pitching. And Max Young played the outfield for us. And then we had Easton Fernolds playing shortstop for us. He was a freshman. He pitched a little bit, but mainly played short for us. And then we pulled up Colton Heineke and Ryan Bierke, two more ninth graders at the end of the year, to complete our playoff roster. So that was our varsity group. We want to wish our seniors well. As we talked about at the end of the last game, what a great job they did leading us, not just by verbally, but just by their actions and just being good kids overall and including everybody. It's tough to bring in ninth graders to a varsity team and have them feel welcome, and that's what our seniors did, and they made everybody feel welcome. So nice job, and hats off to those guys for the job they have done, not only this year but throughout the years. So, and then statistically, on the year, we had a pretty successful year at the plate. We batted .277 as a team. Nolan Smith led us in RBIs and average. He batted .378. And our on-base percentage was led by Grant Bierke and Brant Schomer. They were .500. Schomer also led us in stolen bases with 19. Bierke also led us in home runs. I think he ended up with two home runs on the year. So three altogether. You know, stolen bases was something that we always strive to do. We're always worried about our base running and how aggressive we are, and we ended up with 79 stolen bases on the year. And one of them was for home, and several were for third. You know, most people think about just going to second base, but we did steal home once, and we took third base several times too. So as far as awards, our all conference players, I don't know if this is out to the papers yet, but we had three all conference players: Nolan Smith, Grant Bierke, and Gavin Mortensen. And we had one honorable mention, was Jackson Fernolds. Then we always have a get-together at the end of the year at my place. It turns into a touch football game, which then turns into tackle football. after we give out awards, which is always fun, and the coaches and I get a pretty good laugh out of it. And our team awards, our gold glove winner was Grant Bierke, which was a really, you know, we have the kids vote on this, and he was our catcher, and he was a very solid catcher. He shut down a lot of run games for us. For the other teams. So you throw one guy out right away, and they're typically not trying to steal on you again, and Grant did that several times. I think his percentage was 35% throwout percent, which is really, really good for a high school catcher. Our Cy Young Award winner was Nolan Smith. He finished the year 6-1. His ERA was 2.63, and his WHIP was 1.33. He had 66 strikeouts and 20 walks, so 3-1 walk ratio there, which is awesome. That's what we're looking for. Our Rookie of the Year was Jackson Fernolds, who played third base, pitched for us. Just was a really nice figure in our sixth spot in the lineup. Ended the year with 12 RBIs and was 2-2 on the mound, but gave us really, really good innings and two complete games. So Jackson, well-deserving of the Rookie of the Year, which could have gone to many guys because we had so many fresh faces on the team this year. Our Silver Slugger was Nolan Smith, and our team MVP was Nolan Smith. So Nolan did everything for us, was very important for our team, and again, what a great leader he was for us. And we gave out one more award, which was called the Director of Advanced Baseball Analytics and Sabermetrics, and that went to Talon Kranz for all the work that he did. So,
what was that title again?
Yeah, it was a big one. It's a mouthful. I don't even know if it's a thing, but we just tried to throw as many words in there as we could. Director of Advanced Baseball Analytics and Sabermetrics.
Awesome.
So, altogether, what a fun season we had. The guys really enjoyed it. They were doing TikToks at one time and just really came together as a team and just really felt like the guys really meshed well and played well together. And we're cheering for each other, which is awesome.
That's right. And always, every year, always one of the top teams in the section. So
we gave it a run. We just ran into a wall in one game there, and yep. that's the baseball, and I don't want anybody feeling bad because that's the game of baseball. That's why we play the game. So,
and we should let people know Murray County Central won on Thursday. They beat Adrian to advance to the state tournament, and they'll represent Section 3 well.
Yep, I haven't seen the seedings yet, but I think they'll give a pretty good showing at the state tournament for our section for sure.
Yep. And also, you mentioned Nolan Smith, your MVP. I think he's going on to play college ball, right?
Yeah, Nolan's going to continue his career at Ridgewater. He at first was thinking that he was only going to pitch. They call it a PO, pitcher only, but we keep telling him the way he hit the ball this year, it was they better look at you playing some position and getting some at-bats too, because he really came a long way from his junior to his senior year. And another thing we talked about afterwards is one of the first guys you see in the morning is Nolan Smith, and where is he at? He's at the weight room. And several of our guys that earned awards were in the weight room early in the morning, put in the work, and you can really see it help them out for the year.
Right, and you got a good nucleus coming back too, Darby.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of ninth graders and sophomores still down at the JV that gave us about a 500 record and played hard and learned along the way, and we got a lot of guys coming back, and then we've got a good eighth grade group coming up that's really going to be pushing for some time. So I'm really excited for the years to come here for Lacaparo.
Who helped you out on the coaching staff this year?
Yeah, so I want to send out some thank yous here, and that'd be to our coaches, Josh Benson, year 20-something, I don't even know, it's probably pushing 30 now. He's been in the program forever, and he's just, it's not an assistant coach, it's a co-head coach is the way I like to look at it, because we are talking all the time and bouncing ideas off each other. JV coach was Braden Kittleson. He had a big this spring, not only for baseball, but they welcomed their first daughter to the family, so Emily and him have been having their hands full with the newborn. Brian Moen, year 20-plus, 25, something like that, in the program, was down in the junior high. Tyler Earp helped him out, a former graduate, and then Ryder Drugsma helped out as much as he could, too. So, you know, it's hard to find junior high coaches, so I wish I could give them all the money in the world to help out, and having three of them was a blessing for our 7th and 8th graders.
All right. How do other teams do, the JV and other teams? You know, off the top of your head?
JV, I would say, finished right about 500. I don't know the exact record it was. I think 7th and 8th grade only had a few losses on the year. So I would say they were probably right around the 10-3, 10-4 range, maybe real close to that. I don't know that exactly off my head. So,
okay.
And while we're at it, I also have to, when you bring up the junior high, I got to give a shout out to both baseball associations, Madison Baseball Association and Appleton Baseball Association. What a great job both groups have done on the baseball fields. There's not many places that have two baseball fields like we do to be able to play varsity, JV, and junior high baseball. And I know the boys love playing at both fields. So shout out to those guys. And Appleton keeps doing improvements, and Madison's still working on stuff. So, I can't thank both groups enough. So.
All right.
I'd also like to thank the parents. I mean, bringing your kids, letting your kids play, washing their clothes especially. We give some of the kids hard times if their clothes didn't get washed, and it's usually because, well, mom wasn't home or she didn't get to it. Well, we can teach you how to do that. But so I want to thank the parents for all the support and the fans for coming out and cheering. I also like to thank Zach Stelter. I mean, he's the scheduler, the guy that makes the rain dates, and he's the first one to change the schedule and get it out there to the public to let them know what's going on. And then I personally have to thank my family. I think I got to see my kids' first games this past week, so I didn't get to see them all spring. Mm-hmm. I think we were maybe on our way to graduate, and my wife looked at me and said, I think this might be the first time all four of us are in the same vehicle at the same time in a long time. And I said, yeah, that is scary, isn't it? So I really got to thank them for all the support that they allow me to coach and whatnot.
Okay. All right. So, and this is what, your third or fourth year? How many years head coach?
I think it might be three or four. I honestly lose count because I've also been assistant for so many years, going back to Minnewaska days. And then when I came back to Parle, I've been helping out there too, but it might be four. I know it was my first year would have been the Ethan Schomer group, so whatever year Ethan would have graduated, I lose track. There's too many kids that come through the system. So.
That's right. Well, you do a great job, Darby. And
I appreciate it, Paul, and we really appreciate you guys and all the coverage too, so we got to thank you, 92, for all the coverage we get.
Well, thank you. I enjoy doing it. And thank you for being on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show every Saturday, and we'll talk to you next year then, Darby.
You got it. Thanks, Paul.
Darby Biragon, head coach of the Lac Parle Valley baseball team. We'll take a break, come back with more of the Coach's Show right after this. Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson salutes the following Dawson Boyd graduates: Alexis Richardson, Alex Rozak, Cam Sather, Holland Shocker, Zena Silva, Ella Stock, Jordan Strand, Alyssa Suzinski, and Camelia Villa. Here's to new opportunities open to you with a diploma you hold as proof of diligence, knowledge, and skills. Congratulations to the Dawson Boyd graduating class from Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Paul Ramo back here in the studio, wrapping up the Coach's Show for another Saturday. Once again, as I mentioned earlier, we'll have head coach John Sherb of the Lac Parle Valley Dawson Boyd track team on next Saturday to talk about the state track and field meet that was held this past week or yesterday and Thursday at St. Michael Albertville High School. And John will wrap up that season. And congratulations once again to the 4x400 relay team of Micaiah Poost, Bryn and Chloe Glagie, and Sadie Rosendahl for placing sixth at state last night. And they broke a school record that was held for over 30 years out at Lac Parle Valley High School. So congratulations to them. Okay, next we got state golf coming up this Tuesday and Wednesday from Pebble Creek Golf Course in Becker. I'll be there both days following a number of area state golfers plus a couple teams. We'll be following the defending state champions, Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, Alyssa Swazinski, Chloe Stratmone, Claire Stratmone, Kyler Yalman, Laura Schreier, Maya Bothan. We'll be following the Dawson Boyd girls there, along with some individual girls from Lac Parle Valley, Kate Alstead, Peyton Sachs, Molly Halverson, and Camby Lancers, Madison Richter, be on the course as well. And those are the girls I'll be following at state golf. Boys, the Mineota boys golf team, making the first trip in over 40 years as a team. And they are Berkeley Sheik, Blaze Huzzabuzz, Easton Sheik, Chase Sorensen, Owen Gallagher, Randy Sorensen. And following the boys, Mineota boys golf team. And a couple of other individuals, Griffin Kranz from Lac Parle Valley, Carson Stratmone of Dawson Boyd, Evan Mork of Dawson Boyd, and then Lane Satrowski of Camby. Those are the guys we'll be following at state track. Always a fun event, well run by the Minnesota High School League. and Pebble Creek Golf Course there. So that starts Tuesday. Listen for live updates and interviews from Pebble Creek on Tuesday. And so that'll wrap up our Coach's Show for another Saturday. Thanks for listening, everyone, and have a great weekend.